ராமாய நம பத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசி ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதே நமஹ. கிஷ்கிந்த காண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 48, தி சர்ச் இன் தி சவுத். தி ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ. Hanuman, Tara, Angada, and the other generals of Sugriva proceeded south and searched in vain with anxious hearts through the caves and peaks of the Vindhyas, through countless forests and the mountains that girt them, through rivers, lakes, and dense jungles and hills covered with stately trees. They fed upon such roots, fruits, and berries as they could find on their way and continued their quest until they came to a country honeycombed with caves and frightening to behold, a barren waste unrelieved by shade or water, beast or bird. It was succeeded by similar deserts, all of which they searched minutely. Next, they came upon another tract of land. Trees bore no fruits or flowers or leaves. Rivers ran dry. Roots and boughs were not available. Ox, deer, elephant, tiger, birds, and other insects, there were none. Herbs, plants, creepers, or bushes were unknown. Lotus pools were dry and parched and lay as if in ruins, uncheered by the sweet hum of bees. Kandu, the Maharishi, had his ashrama there. The soul of truth was he, a great performer of tapas and a strict observer of vows and fasts. His spiritual luster consumed everyone that approached him. He had a boy, 16 years old, who lost his way in that forest and his life. Then that Rishi cursed it to be a howling waste. The monkey searched anxiously through the mountains, hills, caves, and sources of rivers therein, but they came not upon Sita or Ravana. They proceeded further and met an asura of hideous aspect, cruel and a condemner of gods. He barred the way like a huge mountain, whereat the monkeys prepared themselves to fight him. He raised on high his clenched fists, hard as vajra, and sprang at them, roaring, "Ha ha! You have fallen into my hands, and I will not lose a moment in giving you free transport to the realms of death." Angada mistook him for Ravana and struck at him fiercely. Down crashed he upon the earth like a hill uprooted by a tornado, and quit his hold of life by vomiting torrents of blood. The monkeys rejoiced thereat, for they concluded that they had slain Ravana, their terrible foe, and spent many days in searching the woods around for Sita. Forest succeeded forest until they lost heart and threw themselves down under a huge tree. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Kunapi Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.